If you'll indulge me, I know we're running a little late, but I don't feel right pimping anyone else to go up after that, so I'm going to tell a story that will start kind of down and hopefully end up, so that whoever I put after me does not have to follow that. But sincerely, thank you for sharing. I just don't want to make anybody else do that. So I'm going to get this guy. I'm going to get my harmonicas out.
Boo! Music is dumb!
I was on the fence about whether or not to tell this story, but I think because Allison and Lauren, we're both very honest, I will go ahead and do this too. So, my grandma passed away 4 months ago. During the January Your Stories. In fact, the phone was ringing to tell me that she had died while it was playing music, pre-show music, and I'm like, oh, I don't even recognize this number. Why should I answer the phone? And it rang 20 more times during the show with a terrible message, and I had to bolt out of here. And it was funny because it was the first night in this theater, and it was a wonderful night until that moment. It was like the weirdest high and low, which I think we've seen tonight. We've seen Stone Cold Jane Austen 2, the death of parents, you know, highs and lows. And for a long time, I lived in my grandmother's house in the suburbs. She had given it to me when she had to move into an assisted care home, and I kind of took care of it. And I mean, obviously, I spent a lot of time up here. And her passing away was kind of my impetus to, like, to take that journey and just be like, you know what? Why am I here anymore? Like, what? Why do I need to stay in the suburbs? I don't. So I did some math, and I found out that it actually makes a lot of fiscal sense for me to move to Chicago, even though I feel very decadent about doing it. So a few weeks ago, I got myself, with Danny Bass, an apartment up on the north side, and I'm pretty stoked about it. And I'm going to segue this for a second. So I think, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Joseph Campbell, but he has this kind of monomyth, which is like, basically, it lays out the steps that any kind of typical journey will take. And the first step is call to adventure. It's the thing that tells you, you know, it's time to take this journey, to get on this path. And I think if there's one song that is exactly that stage, I think it's my favorite song ever. I think it's one of the best songs ever written. And I think it is perfectly the call to adventure stage. It's Thunder Road by Bruce Springsteen.